Hey, it's Sarah, and this is Kids These Days, a podcast brought to you by grant funding from the Kansas Department for Children and Families. Well, hello there. How is everyone? So first, before we jump in, I would like to apologize for the re-airs from the last 2 weeks. You know, we love our technology until it doesn't love us back. But that said, I think we picked two great episodes for your ears and brain. With the end of season 3 creeping up on us, Rudy Haney and I have been talking a lot about what we're seeing in the field. What do you all want to know more about? What are the burning topics that you're dealing with every day? And after we did some reflecting and thinking, we realized, you know, we've never really done a deep dive into social and emotional development and some of the more specific aspects of it. So we're going to do just that. Today, I'm going to give you a brief overview of social and emotional development and just a little bit about how it connects to some of these aspects. Then over the next 2-ish months, we'll dive in and give you a lot more information about them. Starting next week, Rudy has a unique Spanish episode about social and emotional development, and that'll be followed by some topical, though specific, aspects of social and emotional development like attachment, responsive caregiving, primary caregiving, reframing challenging behaviors, and having hard conversations with parents. So, let's jump in. Okay, I know you all know about social emotional development. It's like the cornerstone of what we do. But maybe you're new, or maybe there was a time when you didn't know what it was, or you weren't sure exactly what it meant or what it looked like, or why it was even important or something that you should know about. So, hop in your time travel spaceship machine and go back with me for a minute to that time. Wow, that outfit, hairstyle, on point. We often think of social emotional development as one thing or idea or type of development altogether. But when we pull apart the two, we actually see that social development is understanding ourself as separately from and together with others, other adults, other peers, other people. And emotional development is understanding and dealing with our feelings and the feelings of others. And by looking at them separately, then we can see how they work together. You know, as children develop relationships through that social interaction, they begin to develop emotionally as they learn to identify, regulate, and express their feelings and emotions related to their interactions with those relationships. As we all know, social and emotional development is essential to young children's sense of well-being. The relationships they build from the beginning with those that care for them, their peers, others, these relationships teach them about who they are and how they fit into their world. And this is important regarding who they are now and who they will become in the future, you know, as learners, as relationship partners, as part of the community, etc. These relationships are teaching them a healthy sense of self and identity, self-regulation, empathy, and a whole bunch of other social emotional competencies. So as the adults that help care for these children, again, which is one of the most important relationships in that young child's early years, there are a variety of ways we can create an environment and engage in interactions that support the development of appropriate social and emotional skills. So things like setting up the classroom or program environment with materials that encourage the development of those social and emotional skills like independence, self-help, cooperation, etc. We can prioritize social and emotional learning by providing materials within that environment like books, pretend play items, etc. And then activities and experiences, you know, large and small group activities, songs, family engagement, etc. And doing this every day. We can consistently plan and utilize schedules, routines, and transitions throughout the day to provide children with clear, concrete examples of how to engage with others and those cool materials that you put into the environment that you set up for them. We can provide clear and appropriate expectations regarding those interactions, again, with other children, with materials within the environment. And additionally, we can give children specific ongoing guidance about how to meet those expectations, constantly telling them what you want them to do instead of what not to do, constantly going back to the expectation boards and the expectation of the classroom. We can communicate with families to learn more about the children we are caring for. You know, we can build these social and emotional skills by then incorporating the home language and cultural practices of each of these children into our classroom or program. We can confront and teach about racism and other isms as they occur within the classroom or program or world in which those children live. As providers who are responsible for the social and emotional development of children, it's important that we reach out for help from colleagues, specialists, mental health providers, etc., when we're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, unsure, etc. One of the most important things that we can do for children in regards to their social emotional health is to engage in our own self-care and continue to develop our own social and emotional health and development. Okay, so I said at the beginning of the episode, it was a very brief overview, right, that will provide a little bit of introduction to the more specific upcoming topics and how they connect to that social and emotional development. So get back in your time travel spaceship machine and join me in the here and now. Outfit, hair, still on point. Love that for me. Now, tell me you know about specific aspects of social emotional development without telling me that you know about specific aspects of social emotional development. I'll go first. I'm at the grocery store. I see a toddler melting at her dad's feet in the middle of the cereal aisle. And I think, wonder if nap time's around the corner. Maybe she's hungry. Girl, I feel that. Take a breath, little one. You've got this. Take a breath, dad. You've got this. You ever had this happen to you out in the wild, you know, outside of your classroom or program? Did you have that kind of reaction or thoughts for the child and the dad in that situation? Well, if you did, I'd say that's your knowledge of some specific aspects of social and emotional development shining through. Did you know, you, with that specific shining knowledge, that your reaction in that situation is part of the social and emotional practices of responsive caregiving, attachment, understanding and reframing challenging behaviors, and having difficult conversations with parents? Well, if you don't know, now you know. But you'll have to tune into future episodes to learn the how and why. Can't wait to see you then.
Kids These Days is a co-production of the Casito Kids Infant Toddler Specialist Network and Workforce Development Programs. These programs are supported through a grant from the Kansas Department for Children and Families, Child Care, and Early Education Services. However, information or opinions expressed herein do not necessarily reflect the position or policy of the agency, and no official endorsement should be inferred. If you have questions, comments, suggestions, or want to share your practice related to this or a previous episode, please email kidsthesedayspod@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at kidsthesedayspod. Be sure to check out the infographic and other resources for this episode in the show notes, and don't forget to hit subscribe. This episode was written, recorded, and edited by Sarah Holmes. Infographics by Rudy Benavides. Music track Hackbeat by Kevin McLeod. See you next time on Kids These Days.